Jonathan Gruber, he is a professor of economics at MIT's Department of Economics. Mr. Gruber, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I know that you're very busy. I appreciate the few minutes that you're going to give us. Do you think it's fair? Do you like the title that you're the chief architect of Obamacare?
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk, and I think it's too flattering to call me the chief architect. I was one of a large number of people who helped craft Obamacare. I think the difference is I'm one of the few who also first helped Governor Romney craft the plan that we have here in Massachusetts.
All right, let's talk about a story that broke over the weekend. In doing research, you now believe that the numbers in your analysis from when that were first released a couple of years ago are inaccurate, and you've changed the numbers of what Obamacare will cost. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is, once again, it's sort of unfortunate and biased reporting. So there's one particular question is, what will health care reform do to the premiums that people who don't have employer-sponsored insurance pay? This is not about the premiums that most of us pay for our employer insurance. It's the people, the minority that are in the non-employer market. And the Congressional Budget Office reported originally those premiums would fall, and I did a report sort of emphasizing that. I now find that in certain states or certain populations, they may rise, they may fall. It depends a lot on state decisions. So basically, I think the conclusion is the same. It just says what I've done now is just point out that states can make important decisions that will determine whether or not the premiums rise or fall.
Do you know how that relates to the state of Michigan?
The state of Michigan is not one I've studied. But basically, I think in Michigan, the big issue is how the state handles the existing very sick people. If Michigan is a high-risk pool, I'm not sure if they do. That's the big question, is sort of how you handle those very sick people now in the high-risk pool, how you fold them into the overall market, because when you do, that can raise premiums.
Well, when this story first broke, it was presented in a fashion that here's Mr. Gruber, and he got the numbers wrong, and you don't believe that that's accurate?
No, I don't. In fact, when the reporter was kind enough to reach out to me, and I sent a long email back explaining why he was wrong, and they didn't use any of it. The point is just that, like many things, it's more complicated than it was in the simple stuff we did a few years ago, and it really depends on the state and decisions that states make about how they're going to treat the illest enrollees in their non-group market.
Would you have changed any of your analysis 2 years ago if you knew what you know now?
No, because it wasn't actually my analysis 2 years ago. All I did was take numbers the Congressional Budget Office had done and sort of repackaged them. This is now my analysis. Back then, it wasn't my analysis. It was just the Congressional Budget Office's. So it isn't even really a change to what I've done.
What is the process that you used when you started working with Mitt Romney on his program?
So basically, the way I'm involved in this is I have a giant computer program, which essentially is used to model the effect that reforms like Governor Romney's or President Obama's would have on the healthcare sector. So I was working with the state, and I used that model to help Governor Romney understand what it would cost the state and how many people it would affect. And in that case, the predictions were pretty much right. The plan came in just about on budget, and it had just about the same effect as we said it would.
There are a lot of people who say that this can't work, it won't work. How do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, I think you have to look at the one place we've tried already, which is Massachusetts, and in Massachusetts it has worked. Now, you have to define worked, okay? Let's be very careful. In Massachusetts, what worked meant was we wanted to cover the uninsured and fix a broken non-group insurance market, and we did those two things. We covered about two-thirds of the uninsured, and we lowered premiums in our non-group insurance market by about half. What we didn't do is we didn't control health care costs. That wasn't the goal, and we didn't do it. So will Obamacare work? I think if work is defined as covering the uninsured and fixing a broken insurance market, yes, I think it definitely will. Will Obamacare eventually control health care costs? I'm less certain. I think it takes a number of good steps in that direction, but I think we don't have the experience to draw on to prove that that'll be the case.
Do you think opponents have been against this process because they're against the issue itself as opposed to the details?
Look, here's the way to think of it. This bill that became Obamacare is fundamentally a Republican creation. The idea of the individual mandate, the idea of health insurance exchanges, they grew out of Republican think tanks. In fact, when Mitt Romney signed our law, which is basically the same as the federal law, when he signed our law in April 2006, there was a speaker from the Conservative Heritage Foundation on the podium praising what a good conservative law it was. all of a sudden President Obama adopts it, it's the devil's work. There's nothing, there's no story for this other than just sort of pure craven politics.
Jonathan,
in terms of the position they're taking.
Jonathan Gruber is the professor for economics at MIT's Department of Economics. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet. My pleasure.